Lavender, Lavender Dearest. I'm so thankful for the extension on our session, and I apologize. Pardon my earliness. It's mostly to make up for my tardiness last week. A few minutes late. It's not forgivable, and it's not something I'd like to repeat. My time spent with you is so precious. To miss a moment is criminal. As for today's session, I brought in my journals like you asked. Normally, we just message about them, so bringing the entries here is quite unorthodox, Doctor. I wouldn't do this under any other circumstances. My thoughts are so private that it's hard to imagine the written manifestation traveling outside the confines of my room at home. Can we sit down, perhaps? I don't wish to get all weak-kneed and faint on you. I fear I'll become too anxious to stand if you really do want to talk about my aversion to, well, keep staring. Are you really gonna make me say it, Doctor? You know how I feel about saying things so overtly lewd. Wish to speak of sex. Of that, near the door of your office. If your secretary heard me, I don't know what I'd do. So embarrassing referencing something so unladylike. It's improper. I understand the importance of, for lack of a better word, exposure to it. I just... Doctor, you understand how utterly embarrassing for me it is. Even if it's nothing taboo to you, it's so sinful, so wrong in my mind, and nothing seems to shake that. To change the topic just for a moment, I must remark on how lovely your office is. It's always so well kept. The only change is the mirror by your desk this week, but aside from that, your office is incredibly consistent. It's reassuring, almost. I do wish that I could spend an afternoon with you, exploring all the shelves of books. Your office is so comforting, even if it's supposed to be all imposing and large. It ends up just reminding me of you. It smells like old books and tea and your cologne. I can almost see you sitting at the grand piano, plinking the delicate little ivory keys with your lovely long fingers, eyes closed, sinking into the sound. Doctor, will you play for me one day? I can only imagine the sounds you could coax from the instrument. For a man of your refinement and intellect, I'm sure most would expect you to be too analytical to consider the fine arts, but I like to think I know you. All multifaceted and sophisticated. It makes sense that you would play beautifully. The sound of your music and the crackle of the fireplace in winter. That would be heaven. Doctor, forgive me. You know I tend to digress and daydream. The atmosphere of your study is enough to carry me away. I get so lost in thought, it's almost troublesome. It's only really troublesome when the thoughts dip into less savory territory, which has seemed to happen more and more as of late, if I'm honest. When you told me that we'd be meeting so regularly and upping the number of appointments, I was thrilled. I didn't think my tempting thoughts would become somehow more prevalent. I have no intention to imply you or our sessions aren't successful or beneficial. They are, and you do so much for me. You understand me in a way that no one else does. I wasn't trying to imply anything. When I'm around you, I feel the most at ease. And I apologize if I perhaps misspoke and insulted your methods, Doctor. You know I could never be cross with you. I'm being avoidant. Yes, I suppose that's likely true. I'm sorry, Doctor. To stray from your point so long is a waste of time. I know, it's just... It's so intimidating to watch you read through those tempting, sinful thoughts of mine. I'm still unsure of why you'd have me write my lewd thoughts down. It upsets me that I think them at all, and to place them on paper and recognize them as real, it validates my unclean mind. I do try so hard to be pure and kind and spotless for those around me, and I so wish I could be sparkling and brilliant for you, but you read those thoughts. You see those dark parts in me. There is no hiding my true self when I'm around you. It's, in a way, intimate. And to have you enter the chambers of my thought. We've had such a long-standing relationship, and you know so much about my history and my fears. To talk about sex. Is so... natural? If it were to be natural with anyone, anywhere close to natural, I mean, it would be with you. It's still hard to fathom the idea of anyone seeing me so uncovered, doing anything of that nature. Even in my journal entries, it's difficult to conceptualize. You know how much of a struggle it is for me to trust people after all that's happened. So hard to speak to new people. To get to know them is my Everest, and sex, the trust that it requires. To let someone in both mentally and physically, Doctor, I could never imagine actually doing it. Just a far-off train of thought that usually stays trapped within my brain, never to be shared, never to be let out. It's probably better that way. But you've been so inviting. The way you've treated me and talked with me over the course of our sessions, especially in exploring my prudish nature. It's been helpful, but I just... You know I could only want you to talk to you about things of this matter. I could only realistically talk to you about things of this nature, is what I mean. That almost sound it. Anyway. And I know that you like that. I know you said it's very helpful that I only trust you with this side of me. I've kept it private from anyone. You alone get to hear of my desires and those things I couldn't otherwise share. It makes me so happy to have you, to have a bond with you that's so close. It's so unlike everything else I experience. I don't think you have a grasp on how fulfilling in my life you are. I Doctor. It's just, you're not replying so much, so perhaps I should be quiet. Let you focus on the reading. Have I read them? I mean, I wrote them. Is that not the same thing? I haven't reflected on those debauched ideas, no. I wasn't aware that letting go of the thoughts meant revisiting them, rereading the things that torment me so regularly. That honestly makes no sense to me, Doctor. I would never want to read them again. To me, the thoughts are dead once they finally hit the page. They stop being a nagging, incessant pest at that point. Though I, of course, I don't mean to insult you. I'm confused, Doctor. I really am. You're going to make me so flushed. You, what? Doctor, surely you can't mean that. You can't. You can't make me read that filth out loud. It's so unlike me. I can't. You pick a passage for me. Please, Doctor. You'll have to promise me it'll be something tame. I couldn't stomach being vulgar in front of you. It would kill me. I swear it would kill me. I don't wish to embarrass myself, to look so wrong and so foolish in your eyes. It was a special entry. I cannot imagine any of my scrawl would be noteworthy or special to you. If I really must read it, I will. Only for you, Doctor. Only for you. December 30th, Doctor. Doctor, I shouldn't. This is such a terrible entry to pick. Can we not choose another? I just, this is so, I really don't know, Doctor. Avoidant, I know. I'll proceed then. I hate to make another entry today, but I've just returned home from a session with the good doctor, and I'd be dishonest both with myself and him if I claimed not to be affected by his charms. To be so direct is upsetting. I can only hope that this gets buried in all of my other entries and he fails to see what I've been thinking so frequently about. Doctor, I can explain. Clearly, I was not in my right mind when I wrote that. I will continue, but you need to understand that I would never want to tarnish my relationship with you. Start with the least problematic is his posture. Just the way he sits in his chair, so casual and relaxed, yet there's something almost confident to him. Like some sort of untapped dominance. When he leans forward and tilts his head up just so, I feel as though I might melt. So sincere, so genuine, I find myself wondering how his arms would wrap around me, or If he might allow me to rest my head on one of his broad shoulders, if we were to be together. Doctor, I sincerely apologize for... Continue. You'd have me continue? You understand this was written with you in mind, and you don't care. I imagine I lay within his arms, the two of us completely disrobed, with not a stitch covering our bodies. We would kiss me softly as his hand roamed over my curves. And God, his hands. Those strong hands. Long fingers perfectly suited for playing piano and perhaps more explicit things. Just mentioning his fingers makes my mind wander to a rather filthy place. Would he make me keen from his touch? Certainly. His fingers pressed inside me and his lips on my neck. With that, I'd become undone. Doctor, how much more of this? How much longer do you intend to punish me with this inappropriate conduct? A client, though I loathe to consider myself such, should never have these feelings towards her psychologist. It's sordid. It's awful of me. You're not disgusted. How could you wish for me to finish the passage? If after that I will be done, then I suppose it is a necessary evil. How would he pleasure me? Harsh and fast, direct just like his tone, or perhaps he's more gentle, coaxing moans from me in his slow and calculated pace, every bit as subtle as his mannerisms. Would he grow hard from this? He even like those embarrassing little mules I'd surely make? Would he praise me? Could I stand to hear his voice like that? His voice and mundane tones are already enough to keep me up at night, staving off lustful thoughts and this overwhelming desire to touch places that no lady ever should. If he were actually to croon or sigh praises of me, I don't know how I could keep my mind pure. The idea of his intoxicating, rich voice singing approval for me and only me is the thing that causes so many daydreams. Lost in this idyllic world where intimacy comes easy and I come for him. Lewd. What would he say if I implied this? Good Lord, perhaps it is time to put down the pen. Almost done. Okay. Until next time, journal, when I inevitably find myself lost in some lustful haze, with these thoughts brought about again by the smell of his cologne or the way he sighs my name when I return to his study. L, dearest. Doctor, I have to offer you my most sincere apologies. I feel utterly humiliated. To expose my thoughts of you, no less. It's something of nightmares. I've wounded myself from your perspective. I'm so sorry. I thought of you in such an improper, unbecoming way. So lewd. I would hope that at least up until now, you never thought I was capable of projecting such thoughts on... Would I want what I wrote about? Doctor, you had considered it. I don't know what to say. This is too overwhelming. We should end the session early, lest I do or say something I'd regret. I don't want to complicate this any further. We could just pretend that this never happened, that I never lusted for you. Doctor, I should stay. You're right. We haven't concluded the session yet. And this is the exact kind of distress tolerance I need to be learning. Just perhaps not with this method again. Reading all of that aloud was almost too much to take. You never did comment on the mirror again. If we wanted to do more self-affirmations, I would have guessed that they would come first in the session, before all of my undignified thought was spoken aloud to the world. It's for a change in pace. That sounds marvelous right about now. Not ready for it. Doctor, surely I am. Anything to escape this torture will do. Just give me the instructions and you know I'm inclined to follow your orders. Stand and face the mirror. Of course, Doctor. All you had to do was say we were returning to self-affirmations. Should I start with the I ams? Pardon? Surely I didn't hear you correctly. Undress. Doctor, yes, I understand. What? What exactly is this supposed to do? I took off my jacket and my shoes, but I've never let anyone look at me like this. If I were to take off my sweater, you'd be seeing so much of me. Do you want that? I can't do this for myself. It would be for you. Oh, God. All right, Doctor. For you. My pants are off too now, so Doctor, I feel faint. I can't. No. You're walking over now. I can see you in the mirror behind me. What are you? My bra. you're moving the straps over my shoulders. And now you're moving my arms. So I have to watch as it falls from my figure. Doctor! This is so wrong. And then you're... God. My panties. Your fingers hugging under the waistband. Doctor, I can't watch. What? No. Don't tell me I have to look. God, please. I can't. This has already pushed me so far. Can't you see that? This is leaps and bounds away from the things we've been doing, and it's so wrong. You shouldn't see me undressed. It's so tasteless. You slid the panties off of my hips. Doctor, I really can't stand to watch you do this to me. Aren't you disgusted? Isn't my body foul? I'm becoming a little aroused. Surely that's bad. Tell me it's bad of me. No, doctor! This can't be what you want. You want to show me the touch of a man who will treat me right. Who would see this body and wish to touch it. You? Doctor. You can't say that. I'll melt. I'll sink into those thoughts, I swear. Melt into you. Doctor, I couldn't. Your arms around my waist, pulling me in closer. Doctor, thank you. This is just as immoral as I thought, but your warmth, even through your clothes, it's so comforting. My skin against the softness of your suit jacket. If I am to be nude with you, will you hold me like this? Cover my skin with your arms. Cover me with yourself. I didn't mean to caress my breasts. To cover them would be easier than massaging them. Your hand on my breast and the other snaking down my hip. You're rubbing such soothing, soft circles there. I feel so weak. I'm so sensitive. The touches are sending tingles through my body. Your lips on my neck. Doctor, I'm so aroused. I don't know what to do. Clear off the desk. Yes, of course. I can do that if you'd like. I don't imagine we would continue the session with me exposed like this, though. You have other plans? Get on the desk. Yes, doctor. You're going to undress too? No, then why take off your tie? around my wrists. Lay back. Doctor, this feels like something impure. You couldn't be planning something lewd, could you? I can see you above me. With my hands tied, it's a little hard to cover myself. You've made it impossible to be modest. Promise you won't look upon me, please. Yes, doctor. I understand. It cannot be helped. You're going to touch me now? Touch my... Doctor, I can't say that. I shouldn't, and you shouldn't be creeping your wonderful warm hands on my thighs. I want to close them, but I know you just push them apart. It's for my own good, right, Doctor? Since I'm forced to believe that's what this is. You're going to make me lose my composure. I can feel your fingers tracing up my thighs. Are you going to... I thought you were going to touch me, Doctor. The teasing is too much. You're just making me crumble to pieces. Oh, come undone. Is that me asking? No. I can never ask for such sinfulness. I could never ask for that. Do I want you? If I were to desire anyone, yes, it would be a desire for you. But doctor, that isn't an invitation. Doctor. So wrong. Me there. I might like it. I don't. I can't. You shouldn't be indulging me like this. It's stooping below your level. For someone so mature and professional to entertain my filth, it's wrong. You deserve better. Doctor, no. You can't tell me this is right. This an experience in learning pleasure. No. You're being too harsh. I'm moving so quickly, I can't. Please.
It's not what I wanted, and it's not what I expected. You forced me to do something so lewd. What? Who was that? Your zipper. Doctor. You pulled your cock out. Your hand is wrapping around it. I'll never forget the sight. So erotic. So lewd. You're stroking yourself with my wetness still on your fingers. Is that because of me? Have I made you slick with my lustfulness? Is that pre-cum? You're so hard, I can tell without you even touching me. Will you touch me? We've come so far, perhaps we should continue. If I must be so carnal, should we not progress and fall completely in? I'll spend however long regretting or reliving this, but not to go all the way when you're almost pressing your hardness against me. I might never do anything like this again. Pressed against me, I'm grinding that pre-cum against my slit. Are you really going to tease me again? Doctor, I asked for you to take me in veiled terms, yes, but I did something so separate from myself. Is that enough for you to do this with me? To me? I've been so brave, learned so much in a session today. Aren't you proud of me? Doctor, please. I want it. I need you. Don't make me keep saying it. I'm so flushed, it's embarrassing. Doctor, thank you for not teasing me any longer. Thank you for teaching me these feelings. Being my mentor, you really make me fall for you. It makes so much sense that you'd be the one to take me like this, and to bring me a true pleasure. And I'm so glad. I'm so thankful, Doctor. I'm so thankful for the way you're feeling me. I've never felt this kind of completion. You know what's best for me. You know exactly what I need. Exactly how to take care of me. I should never doubt you. Even when I'm so prudish and shy, you understand what all of my apprehension means. Every hesitation and cry for no was an invitation, though I didn't know it then. understood what needed to be done. You did what you had to do, coaxing these moans and whimpers from me, making me melt and swoon and cry for you. Yes. We've committed on your desk. The way you had me stripped down into nothing in front of you. The way you touched me in front of the mirror. The feeling of your lips pressed to my neck. You don't understand how I've longed to feel your lips, Doctor. Whether they were pressed to mine or not, the thought makes me ache. Could you fill that fantasy, Doctor? Would you do me this one favor? Set those daydreams to rest and kiss me? Doctor, please. You're leaning in, but just waiting above me. Is this another tease, Doctor? I thought we were beyond this. Will you please kiss me? I don't like having to ask you to, but if that's the only way I can, I can ask. Please, Doctor, please. Doctor, thank you. I can't believe you actually did it. I'm so intimate. Thank you. Joseph. Remain melted on your desk. That would be inappropriate. I should get ready. Besides, isn't our appointment almost over? I hate to keep such an important man over my allotted time because of some unshakable urges. Perhaps we could. No. I shouldn't think like that so soon after we've done something like this. I'm looking forward to our next session, Doctor. Hopefully we can continue this treatment. Thank you.